On your mark, get set, go.
Your hair's looking pretty long.
You think?
Yeah.
I like it. Robin likes it.
She told you that?
She said I had sturdy hair. She said it was sturdy.
Sturdy?
Yeah.
When did you say that?
In this really long private walk we had together. She said it while we were in the water before you got in. When you were dawdling out there because you were too much of a wimp.
It was cold.
I was also afraid I was going to get a parasite.
Yeah, I wasn't afraid about that. I'm so wimp now. You. You think Robin's pretty?
No.
Well,
what's the answer you're looking for here?
The honest one.
I don't look at other women. I don't know. She's just a fuzzy blur to me.
Mm.
She's like an out-of-focus image.
That's even more suspicious than if you had said she was pretty.
You know, I think you're gorgeous. That's one of the things I like about you.
I think she's really pretty.
Welcome to Filmwax Radio, the independent film talk show. Every week we're visited by filmmakers, actors, journalists, programmers, and others to sit down and chat about the state of independent film. Today my guests are indie filmmaking power couple, Sophia Takal and Lawrence Levine. Sophia Takal is the writer, director, and editor of Green, her first feature. Green premiered at South by Southwest, where it won the South by Southwest Chicken and Egg Award. The film has gone on to play at a number of festivals, including AFI, BAM Cinema Fest, and others. Last year, Sophia was named one of Filmmaker Magazine's 25 New Faces of Film, and she will be seen in the upcoming movies VHS, Supporting Characters, and The International Sign for Choking. Lawrence Michael Levine directed Gabby on the Roof and stars in Green along with Sophia and fellow friend and former roommate Kate Scheel. In addition to Green, Levine may also be seen in a bunch of things coming up in 2013. And also, we should mention Richard's Wedding, which is going to have a screening at BAM on September 24th.
Cool.
Did you know that?
No.
What?
We didn't know that.
You didn't know about the BAM screening?
What's it? Is it part of something?
But Matt Grady didn't mention it to you?
No. He doesn't answer our emails.
Oh, yeah. Oh, so it's not just me. Matt, we love you, but answer our emails once, would you? Green is going to be a rerun, which is like awesome. It's a first theatrical since Aaron Hillis left, right? It's like the first theatrical engagement for a film. Yeah. Well, and so and that, again, that's September 7th, the starting Friday, September 7th.
Yep.
And
it's also playing in Chicago.
Where? At
Facets for a week.
Which Facets?
Uh-huh.
Oh, that's good. That's great. So, congratulations.
Thanks.
Yeah. Sophia, welcome back to Filmwax Radio.
Thanks.
You're welcome. You're one of my first guests.
Yep.
I appreciate it.
Did you know after that, Rick Alverson, who directed the comedy, said he listened to my episode? And in that episode, apparently, I said he was a wonderful man, which I didn't remember saying. And he sent me an email saying that it was nice of me to say that about him.
You did.
Bringing filmmakers together.
Yeah, you did. I remember that because we were. I think the announcement for that.
We were going over the Sundance sketch.
Sundance, and, right? And you were you gave props to
mad props
to Rick and and he's on the show. He's coming on the show.
It's gonna be, so that episode convinced him it was worth his time.
I never talked to him about that, but I didn't know he was aware of the show. But he came on, or you know, he's coming on. But he was it's going to be on just, I guess, the week prior to the theatrical in November.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, the comedy. But and so, Green, you wrote it. Did you wrote it alone, the screenplay?
Well, it was a majorly outlined, improvised, partially written amalgamation of things that I developed with my brain trust, which is Lawrence Levine and Caitlin Scheel.
Mm-hmm.
But I came up with a story, and I wrote a bunch of the scenes, and some of the scenes Lawrence and I wrote together, and some of them are completely improvised. But I took the whole credit, yeah.
That speaks highly of you and that Larry, that you don't, you know.
I grumbled in private.
Okay. Now is your chance to finally grumble, unleash.
Oh, no, no, no.
You know, I wrote it. I wrote Green. I co-wrote it.
I was just joking.
I knew from the beginning, though, because the first scene that I was going to kind of get into the movie, because I also, like, I've read every Philip Roth novel.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I just thought, how unusual to start the movie with that conversation.
I guess Portnoy. I was thinking maybe Goodbye Columbus, because that's the beginning, it's a nice little, it's an interesting story. I mean, but I guess Portnoy is the kind of, that's how
you start with that. That's because that's hilarious.
It's funny. It's easy. It's to entertaining. Read.
But it's also filthy, and you're going to be titillated by that. But then you're going to stay for the pathos.
He's amazing, man. He's like a combo of all the most amazing writers that you could ever think of.
He's like a chronicle of the post-war 20th century in one oeuvre.
It's not like just all the books are Jewish. I mean, he has books, amazing books, where, like, there's not one Jewish character. I mean, the guy does political satire, like Our Gang. The guy does, like, Proustian memory type stuff. As a technician, the guy's amazing. He's like Proust. I am doing that.
Is that what I heard?
And I've actually read more than the first 30 pages of When She Was Good, so I'm qualified to do that.
That's so nice.
This is based on the 30 pages of When She Was Good that you read? That's where you're coming up?
It's based on all of the pages of When She Was Good that I read.
Okay. Oh, you finished that book? I wasn't aware.
That's why I said all of them.
It wasn't, we didn't know what author we were going to talk about before we went into that shoot. Well, didn't we decide?
I always knew that I wanted there to be a scene where you were talking about literature and it alienates Genevieve. And I always knew that I wanted it to be like stylistically different than the rest of the film. And in the car on the way to the place where we were shooting the party scene, we decided on Philip Roth because Kate really hadn't read his books. And Lawrence really had read a lot of his books. And so it seemed, and Kate said she'd often been in conversations where people were discussing the merits of Philip Roth.
Right, because she's friends with Alex, who also is a big fan of Philip Roth's.
But
Alex,
he had already agreed to do.
Was a big fan of Roth.
Did we ask him?
No, we were trying to look for somebody to have me talking to.
Oh, and then we decided, but he had already committed to coming. It's not like
he committed to coming, but he wasn't necessarily going to be the guy that spoke in the scene. And then when we figured out it was going to be Philip Roth, we were like, oh, that'll be great, because Alex knows a lot about him, too.
Now
but we thought we could riff a lot about it and exclude her, because we knew a lot about it.
Yeah, and that's, no, it was really good. And so that kind of set the tone in terms of how you fleshed out the script.
Well, that was the last scene we shot.
Oh, it was?
Yeah.
Okay.
That was the very last thing we shot.
So, well, let's take a step back and also just sort of refresh, or let's say, tell a little bit about the synopsis of the story for those who don't know about it.
Green is a story about a couple that goes to the country where the man and the couple is doing some blogging about sustainable farming. And the woman in the couple befriends a local girl. And they become really good friends, and then slowly the girl in the couple becomes jealous of the new friend, and that sort of tears their friendship apart. And it's a subjective look at jealousy and what it does to relationships and to individuals.
When did this idea germinate for you?
Well, Larry made a movie called Gabby on the Roof in July, and I acted in it, and while we were making it, I was really jealous and acted pretty crazy and violent Lee. And then when the movie was over, I realized how crazy I'd been. And I realized that like a large part of why I was acting that way had to do with the fact that I didn't feel like I had anything of my own. Whether or not that was true or not is still up for debate, but like I didn't feel like I had a life of my own or was making things on my own or had a voice of my own. And so I decided to make a movie, and that was the issue I was struggling with then, so that's what I decided to make the movie about. And because Larry's my fiance and Kate was our roommate at the time, it made sense. And they're also the two best actors that I know. It made sense to cast them in the movie.
Mm. And when you got to the other side of the film, did you feel, well, you had, of course, since then made something of your own, but did you kind of come out of the other side feeling like you had grown or evolved in some sort of way?
I don't think that I really felt completely confident and comfortable in the way that I hoped or the way that I thought I needed to be until Green premiered at South by Southwest, and I like... people saw my what I was saying, and people were saying they liked it, and that's when I felt like I was like my own distinct person. I like had a few, like between when we shot it and when it premiered, like I got really jealous a couple times. Like Larry went to the premiere of Rise movie You Won't Miss Me, and I got really jealous he went with a girl.
I actually just met a girl and a couple all together there. We didn't go there. She just was there.
Right, but I was really jealous. But then Green came out, and I really haven't been jealous of girls since then at all, right?
Yeah. It's just.
But now I'm jealous of different things.
I didn't even go to the movies with a girl. That's the point I was making.
I know.
Okay. Hey, but what's interesting is you didn't cast yourself as, right? You said you chose Kate to be your avatar.
Right.
In the movie. And so
you
were the subject of the
it didn't,
the object, I should say, of the jealousy in this case.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah. I don't know. I didn't feel like playing that part. I didn't feel like reliving those emotions. And I felt like Kate was better suited to the manifestation of, like, to that character that we created who isn't me. It's something else entirely. And Kate, it made more sense for her to play that part.
And what did you make of this, the time where she was, Larry, what did you make of this time during Gabby when she was going through this?
I don't know. I probably could have handled it more understandingly, as you always hope. But, yeah, it was really difficult, and I didn't understand it. And It was a tough time for us because I felt really alienated from her. I knew that I wasn't doing anything worthy of this kind of jealousy.
Mm-hmm.
I knew that I wasn't driving it. I knew that like sometimes you know if you're flirting with other women or you're
you're
passive cheating on somebody,
right? Aggressive.
Like the jealousy makes sense and it's founded, but this was completely nonsensical to me.
But your character in Green. Takes a very passive sort of approach to it for the most part. He kind of doesn't recognize it. He doesn't seem, I mean, if I recall correctly.
Yeah, now we're going back a ways. I haven't even seen the movie in a long time.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to, I mean, I think that there's a moment of non-recognition. I think in Green, there's a slow build toward this kind of violent jealousy where in our house, it just was happening like almost every day. So it wasn't like a slow build to that. But if you remember in the scene in Green, when her jealousy really does explode, I say something like, I don't know what the hell you're talking about. I don't know where you're coming from. And I just kind of calmly walk up the stairs. That's the way that I felt a lot of the time.
Are you tired, Robin?
Oh, no, I'm not tired. I just didn't want to intrude is all.
That's weird. That's a first. You didn't want to intrude.
Sorry, I don't follow.
No?
You know what? I think Jenny is just a little on edge because you woke her up.
I'm not fucking on edge. I wasn't even sleeping. I think you guys should stay. I think it could be fun. Right? You guys are a couple, right? And we're a couple, so we could just play... a couple's night, we could play a game or something.
I'm sorry, I didn't even mean to wake you up. It was just that, I mean, Dustin was the one who banged.
I'm really not on edge, though. I think you guys should stay. I mean, we could, two couples, right? It could be fun. We could play a game.
We could play strip poker or something. That might be fun, right? What do you think, Sebastian?
Strip poker sounds like fun.
I'm sorry, I really don't want to.
I've never heard you pass up an opportunity to have fun before, Robin.
I think Sebastian's reaction is based more, you know, his reaction is different than your reaction because Genevieve isn't me, and like she's not aggressive. Mm-hmm. She's like very passive. She doesn't have her own voice. She's afraid of showing who she really is to this person she's in a relationship with. And I think the way she holds the jealousy by turning it on the woman and by not confronting the man and not talking about her feelings and like doing little passive aggressive things, that sort of influences why your response in the movie is the way it is, I think.
Yeah, I also thought of Sebastian as maybe a little bit, he uses his judgment to keep Genevieve at bay. So he's kind of, he's aloof in the relationship. He looks down on her a little, mm-hmm. You know, to protect himself so that he doesn't have to feel the terrible feelings that she's holding in the relationship. That's how I kind of thought of it.
Hmm. That's pretty deep.
Thanks.
With some distance now from having made the film, what kind of movie would you make today, do you think, with these characters? Do you think you would still, would you make a very...
I have a lot of things I want to make movies about that aren't like this one.
That's a better way of asking the question. What's on your mind? This was something that was on your mind. I think that was really actually kind of a brave way to go.
Thanks. What's on my mind now is like more career related. Like I'm confused and conflicted about our culture's obsession with fame and celebrity. I'm confused about like what it means to be a woman in movies, not as a director, but like more as an actress, like how I'm perceived. Mm-hmm. Issues of like being too masculine, too aggressive as a woman rather than what Genevieve is going through, which is sort of the opposite of that. So that's sort of what I'm thinking about in the stuff that we're working on now.
Mm-hmm. You are writing something new?
Yeah, Lauren, we're working on a bunch of different things. Yeah. I wrote a script that Alicia Vancouvering and I are trying to make eventually, maybe. And then Lawrence wrote a script based on an outline that I gave him for a movie about this stuff that I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. And then Lawrence is writing... just finished a script that you want to talk about?
Is that germane to the...
I think so. Yeah, tell me about... You have a new script that is finished?
Yeah. You know, we're mm-hmm. still making little changes.
Tweaking.
Yeah, tweaking. Mm-hmm. I think
fine-tuning.
I think it's in the pretty much in the shape that it's going to be mm-hmm. with some minor adjustments. Mm-hmm. It's a genre movie in a way. It's a comedy thriller. She doesn't like that I call it a thriller.
Mm-hmm. What makes it a thriller?
It's about a couple that that suspects the couple lives in a building, and their upstairs neighbor mm-hmm. is an old rent control tenant, and she dies, and the woman in the couple suspects she suspects foul play. She suspects that this woman's been murdered. And the man in the couple thinks that she's crazy. And this kind of echoes a larger problem in their relationship, which is they have very different personal styles. The woman is like a big dreamer, has a lot of impractical ideas, likes to take on a million projects gotcha. At once, etc. Mm-hmm. And the man is, you know, very practical minded and orderly and thinks that her thinking this lady's been killed is just an extension of her general chaotic state.
Right. And rich imagination and yeah. internal life.
So through solving this mystery, mm-hmm. They kind of work out their relationship issues. It's a romantic comedy in that sense. And it's funny. It's not like a serious approach to a thriller.
We're talking with Lawrence Michael Levine or Lawrence Tyler Levine. Sophia Tyler Tikal. So I understand you guys have been engaged for a while.
5 years.
5 year engagement. So you perfected the engagement. Mm-hmm. You don't want to make any rash decisions about.
We got engaged a month after we started dating, so I feel like to be engaged for 5 years is pretty standard.
And so you got engaged at month and a half. You just like clicked so incredibly.
We just clicked. Yep.
I don't know if there's anything standard about us.
No. That's,
in that sense.
Well, they made a movie called The 5-Year Engagement. There must be something to it.
Oh, yeah. So we're standard.
Yeah.
There you go.
Like maybe that somehow offsets the 7-year itch. I don't know.
Yeah.
So, but the 5 years is coming to an end?
It's past five years.
Well,
it's
almost, let's round things off here.
We'll be getting married at our 5-year, 6-month anniversary mark.
Nice. So you can, you're announcing officially here. To the masses.
And Sophia Tikal have decided right here on this show to get married.
Awesome. On the show?
Not to get married on the show. We made the decision to get married while we're on the show.
We could do a live stream, you know.
Are you an officiant?
It happened in like little silent looks we were giving between the questions. You didn't notice.
No, unfortunately not. So, but I'm honored and moved and thrilled. So, though I just came out of a 7-hour drive, so I'm sorry if it doesn't appear that way. No, but we, you know, FilmWax Radio, we could do a live stream of the reception and or ceremony, even better, the ceremony.
Yeah.
It's all talk, so it's perfect. And stream it to all your former friends who are resenting that
they weren't invited. Exactly.
That will take that out.
Everybody knows that weddings are intimate affairs and
exactly.
Some people can't get invited. You're not mad that you're not invited.
I wasn't invited. I just figured my invitation was delayed or so. No, I'm not. I'm happy. Of course I'm happy. I don't know. I was invited to Richard's wedding. So that'll have to be enough for now.
What's this band?
I hope we'll have a party for you guys. Oh yeah. So Richard's wedding, which, we had it rerun. It was one of the, back in the spring, I think, or late spring or something, is BAM is doing a one-off screening of it on September 24th, which just happens to be a birthday of mine, but so if you guys, I don't know, are you good, do you know if you're free?
I don't know.
Check, see if you're free, September 24th, Monday. I mean, I had nothing to do with this. I'm just shocked that, you know, you guys.
The lack of communication. Let me just say this right now.
How could that
be? The lack of communication in this industry is unacceptable.
Do a tirade. Go ahead. I'm all ears.
If you want people to know about things, you've got to tell them. And if you want people... I have nothing to say.
It was a good start.
I don't know why. I shouldn't have brought it up.
No, it's fine. I was on... Only because owner told me about it. And then owner... But I see owner fairly... Like once in a while... Not that frequently. And then I see like Jason, like I run into him regularly.
Oh, I just saw him at Variety today. I gave him a free iced coffee.
And he didn't say anything.
Yep, didn't say anything. He just said thank you for the iced coffee and that he had just gone for a run.
And then there's Matt Grady, who once again we should call onto the carpet because, you know, he should have mentioned it too. I mean, it's got to be on his newsletter. And
newsletter.
So anyway, Richard's wedding will be at BAM.
You know what? You know what's more pressing
Monday.
And important?
And
you know what's more pressing and
Lawrence,
important?
Lawrence, come with me.
You know what's more pressing and important? Green will be a rerun September 7th.
Even so, very true. Very true. But that
that's
is
why we're here.
That is true. And believe me, it's nothing. I was going to plug away a number of more times. Green, directed by Sophia Tikal and co-starring Lawrence Levine and Kate Scheele and... who else is in this movie? We have a...
It's mainly it. Louis Cancelmi has a bit part.
At the very beginning?
At the end?
No, right. He's the guy that I pick up.
Yeah.
Right. I forgot that.
And Alex Perry has a bit part.
I like
part.
Him so much, Louis.
Yeah, he's great.
I just saw Gaby again, and which is with Green, which is opening at rerun on September 7th. one of my favorite films of the last year or so. And I was just marveling at his performance.
Lewis's
performance in that movie as well. It gave him a real chance to do some good comedy. So great.
Yeah, I think he's a great actor. And he lives right around the corner from here.
Is that true? You know, it's right before South by Southwest. I ran into him on the subway. He didn't know me. I just recognized him from Gabby on the Roof, which I probably had. We had done at FilmWax, so I think I just recognized him and I started chatting with him. And he does theater, right? And he's a nice guy. It's a terrific film, and I also want to remark about the, as I have before, the I was really struck as I was watching it originally in a press screening at BAM, the sound and the cinematography both really struck me at the time, like as such an integral part of the story, like it's inseparable for me, and that's when I became aware of Nandan and his work,
mm-hmm.
I think you told me about Bummer Summer, and yeah. So I went back and watched that, and since have become a fan of his work.
Yeah, he's awesome. He's the photographer at our wedding.
And that's going to be at the location where Green was shot, right?
Yeah.
Your dad's?
That's yep. Where I was conceived. Full circle. It won't be full circle until I conceive there.
This is the beginning. The wedding is the beginning of something, and the end of a 5.5-year engagement. So what have you guys seen anything recently that turns you on? Anything? I'm curious to know.
Yeah, I was just saying, I really liked Sleepwalk With Me.
Yeah. What did you see that?
Funny and charming. Larry saw it too.
Did you enjoy that?
Yeah.
I had to
Yeah, I really didn't want to go.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't want to see anything that was out.
Yeah.
Just period. Nothing looked good to me.
Except for Batman.
I kind of wanted to, out of everything, if we were going to go to the movies, I was going to see The Dark Knight. But there's a part of Sleepwalk With Me that I really related to, which is just, you know, the sacrifices you have to make to your you often make when you're in quote unquote show business, the sacrifices to your relationship that can entail.
Do you feel like
pursuing a career in show business?
And do you feel like you've had to do that?
I mean, it's hard for us to be away from each other and we have to leave for a film, sometimes for a month or something. I think it's very difficult.
Even just for 2 days.
Well, it's great you're thoughtful about it, because starting a family, as you are about to embark. No, I mean, I'm being very serious. No, I'm not trying to jump the gun. You get one step at a time. But you are starting a family together, even if it's if it's you two.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, that's your family, your unit. And who you allow in there, you know, in the future is something else. But I mean, who you bring in. But it's like, obviously, if you guys are running around and flying off or going to promote a film for months at a time, and I assume that will only increase, you do have to have these conversations and think about it. A lot of I don't know if everybody does.
It's lucky that we've gotten to work together a lot, and if you notice, like, a lot of the credits we have, we're both in the movie, so that's been helpful. But you know, there are times when we're not, and it's a struggle.
Right, you guys are both in Gaby as well.
Yeah. Yeah, well, there's more than that, but
I know that.
Yeah.
Let's remind everybody, the name of the movie is Green, mm-hmm. and it is directed by Sophia Tikal and written and edited by Sophia as well. And it stars...
the lovely Caitlin Scheel.
Caitlin Scheel.
The handsome Lawrence Michael Levine.
And
featuring Louis Cancelmi, Alex Ross Perry, and Sophia. Rob Malone.
And Sophia Tikal.
With Sophia Tikal.
Right. And... you will have your New York Times review, and you'll be great. You'll have some nice. It's going to be helpful.
Thanks.
Yeah, and Factory 25 is distributing.
Factory 25, the coolest distributor out there.
Yeah, I am putting this out there then. To Factory 25 / Matt Grady and others. I've never done this, but I want a copy of that limited edition green because.
Oh yeah, that'll be cool, right?
I don't know.
I'm
it looks
have a
like
DVD.
It.
You just it that's is. So exciting. Oh,
yeah.
Goodness.
And Gabby, did
Gabby's on Hulu, so you can
it's
watch
on
it
Hulu,
for free.
Right?
I think Matt wants to do something when Green comes out with Gabby too,
yeah.
Maybe like on the DVD or a double DVD.
That makes a lot of sense. And then also VHS again is currently, as you hear this, on demand, and I urge you, it's so much fun, and make sure it's late. And the lights are off, and you're like, have fun seeing that movie. And it'll be out theatrically on October 5th. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Adam.
And congratulations on the wedding coming up. Yeah, that's fantastic news for you guys. Larry, I'm glad you finally came on. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Thank you guys very much for coming on. Appreciate it. Good night.
I read a lot nowadays. Much more than before, you left me high and dry in a loveless land with nothing but time on my hands.